Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The second baseman, Doc Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English bunts towards third. Vergess fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Vergess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. There goes Terry. The throw from Hartnett to English, and Terry is out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. English strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-1 in the game. Vergez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Vergez reaches second base with a double. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Hubbell reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbell moves to third. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott strikes out. one out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verghese hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Taylor pinch hits for Bob Smith. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a pop-up towards third. Verghese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hubbell hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 3 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.